Alrighty. We already went over to Heritage Days. If you're interested, get ahold of me, whatever. Bob put on here the task to be considered by the treasurer. Kinda did a little more. We just wrote some bylaws. And now we're just defining the task of what these offices hold, what you're supposed to do. So on the bottom there, it says task considered by the treasurer, Jason. He just took it over. Right now, he's in the process of getting us a new EIN number. We had one, no one can find it. They're not allowed to give it to you, so we're gonna have to go through that whole thing again.
I was gonna ask, who did you take over from, Jim? Who was the treasurer before you?
I think John Schwartz.
Oh, okay. I just was wondering. They were trying to figure out who gave them an eye.
Yeah.
He did the original paperwork.
He had the checkbook.
So he's working on that.
It's probably on the bank account, isn't it?
The issue is that.
The routing number.
We know the EIN number.
Yes.
But we tried to set up a PayPal connection to the bank, to the checking account, so that people could make donations, and I made the first attempts, and I didn't have access to the account because they made a small donation into the account, and took it right back out, and then deposit, and then they wanted me to verify the amount. Well, I didn't have online access to the account, and so basically, they flagged it now as like a suspicious or something. So basically, went to the bank. The bank says, "Hey, no problem, we can set you up, but we need the paperwork that was issued to you when you got your EIN. We know the number, but they need to see the paperwork." Nobody can find the paperwork.
Nobody can. Yeah.
So I just looked at the EIN website just yesterday. It's a painless process. I've done it twice for my own businesses, and it's painless. I think it's free, and I think we can just...
Depends on what you're getting it for. If you're getting it for a corporation, it's going to cost you some money. If you're getting it for doing business as kind of thing, it's usually free.
Yeah, I don't think I ever paid for mine. So I think we can get that. The overall picture here is we for years now we've been discussing the possibility of getting registered as a 501c3 registered charity, and we're still debating whether we want to go that far with it. But the other steps that are listed here prior to that one are steps you'd have to complete along the way, and so we're not sure how far down the line we want to go with this.
Right.
But we're doing the first steps anyways to get there.
So I'm having a little deja vu here. I have some experience with a fire department that went through a similar situation where they had multiple EINs because it was easier just to get a new one than to go back and figure out how to use the old one. And when it came time to apply for the 501c3, it was a major problem because there was multiple EINs. So yeah, getting a new EIN is a short-term solution to the problem right now, but just be aware you're going to have to unwind that before you go through the 501c3.
Good to know.
Good to know.
Thank you.
The other thing, I looked at this. The 501c3 won't do anything for the club inherently unless somebody wants to give you a lot of money, and then they get the benefit of saying I contributed to a 501c3. That's a tax benefit. Members' dues are not deductible unless the member pays the dues and then adds money to it as a donation. The other thing is getting the 501c3 will invoke the requirement to file a 990 every year. Now that's a lot less formidable than it seems, because I do it for the Nittany Amateur Radio Club. If you have under $50,000 a year income, you file the 990N, which is completely online. It takes about 10 minutes, not even that. And I do that for the club every year. And if you don't do it, the IRS figures it out and goes, "You didn't file a damn 990. We're going to take your 501c3 away from you if you don't do that." So that somebody will have to do that. That should be, I think, the treasurer. But you have to do it, but it's not hard. And the Nittany Amateur Radio Club had a member die who left us a considerable amount of money in his will. And it did not invoke the requirement to file other than the 990N, because that's an inheritance, is not, doesn't invoke Nittany. But
I think the previous motivation that I'm aware of here was that one time we were offered the possibility of space on a tower, a commercial tower, but the owner of the tower really wanted us to be a registered charity, so they could write it off as a charitable deduction.
That's an in-kind deduction, and that's a reasonable thing to give somebody on a private situation. Yeah.
But we're looking at an initial cost of $450 just to file for the thing. So I don't think we've really decided yet if we want to go all the
We're working up to that, then we'll see if we want to go that route.
Well, it's easy for me to say, but I would recommend it. You know, yes, it's costly, and it takes away from other things you want to do, but once you've got it, as long as you file the 990N and don't become super rich.
You know. I don't think we have to worry about that.
Yeah.
But I think it's worth it.
Yeah. Thank you.
We should get people who will fill that form out for you for money. That's what you get. I get more emails saying that. Your 999's due.